Hello there, and welcome to Learning English Through Songs, our podcast to share our favorite music and improve our English. This is your teacher Marina, and today we're going to talk about the song Vincent. You won't probably know about this song, right? Well, this is a 70s song by Don McLean, the famous American songwriter, well known for his tune American Pie.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Maybe you remember the song American Pie because of Madonna's version in 2000. Madonna's cover was a gift according to the original songwriter Don McLean. He literally said about the new version that he had received many gifts from God, but it was the first time he received one from a goddess, referring to the female queen of pop. He certainly liked the new tune. Now, listen to a piece of Madonna's cover and tell me, which one do you like best?
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew that if I had my chance, I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
Well, now let's turn back to our today's song, Vincent. Vincent is about an artist. Can you guess who?
Certainly the most popular great painter of all time. The most beloved. His command of colour, the most magnificent. He transformed the pain of his tormented life into ecstatic beauty. Pain is easy to portray, but to use your passion and pain to portray the ecstasy and joy and magnificence of our world, no one had ever done it before. Perhaps no one ever will again. To my mind, that strange, wild man who roamed the fields of Provence was not only the world's greatest artist, but also one of the greatest men who ever lived.
Yes, it was Vincent van Gogh. Do you know about this painter? Do you like him? I hope you learned something about him during our episode today. Well, let's start by listening to the song Vincent. Here comes the first verse.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land.
The first verse talks about Van Gogh's famous painting Starry Night, and it gives us some useful vocabulary to describe his art. Here are some important words for you to learn. Palette, sketch, and linen. Well, the palette is the range of colors used by a painter. The sketch is a quick drawing that shows the main features of an object or scene. It's usually the first version of a painting. Sometimes painters have to draw lots of sketches before the final picture, you know. And linen is a smooth, strong cloth where Van Gogh painted his beautiful Starry Night. And now, let's listen to the chorus of the song. While you listen, think about the emotions this song transmits.
Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now.
Well, it's such a melancholic feeling, don't you think? The feeling of sadness for the loss of this painter. Did you know that it is said about him that he cut his own ear after a fight with another French artist? Shocking, right? Other interesting facts about Van Gogh are that he almost did 900 paintings in less than 10 years. Can you believe that? Apart from painting, he enjoyed writing letters. Most of them he sent to his brother and his friends. It's not clear whether he cut his own ear. What's true is that he had a fight with his friend Gauguin, another famous painter that we can talk about another day if you want. Starry Night, the painting our song today is about, is his most famous work, and he painted it while he was at an asylum. He went there voluntarily because of nervous breakdowns he suffered from. Starry Night depicts the view from his bedroom window. Well, I love Van Gogh's painting, and I think his life was quite interesting. Hope you investigate a little bit more about him. Well, I hope you have liked the song and learned about music and art today. Remember, we usually find these parts in songs. Verses and a chorus. The chorus is the part that is repeated again and again. You are going to remember these words, verses and chorus, which we are going to use in our different podcasts. And we have also learned today about art. Some words such as palette, sketch or linen will help you describe paintings. Try to use them when you describe pictures. Well, and that's all for today. Listen carefully to the rest of the song and please give me some feedback. I hope you enjoy it. And well, I hope you liked our episode and talk to you soon in the next. And remember, music and English is all you need. Bye bye, take care.
Flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's